Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Double Header by Reverend W. Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. The Fat Controller gave Gordon a rest when he came back from London. He told James to do his work. James got very conceited about it. "You know, little Toby," he said, "I'm an important engine. Everybody knows it. They come in crowds to see me flash by. The heaviest train makes no difference. I'm as regular as clockwork. They all set their watches by me. Never late, always on time. That's me."
"Says you," replied Toby cheekily.
Toby was out on the main line. The Fat Controller sent him to the works. His parts were worn. They clanked as he trundled along. He was a little engine, and his tanks didn't hold much water, so he often had to stop to take a drink. He had small wheels too, and couldn't go too fast. "Never mind," he thought. "The signalmen all know me. They'll give me plenty of time." Toby had wanted to take Henrietta with him, but the Fat Controller said no. Percy had promised to look after her, but Toby couldn't help worrying. "Percy doesn't understand her like I do," he said. Toby had a long way to go. He saw a distant signal. "Good," he thought. "Now I can get a nice drink and rest on the siding till James goes by." Toby's driver thought so too. They stopped by the water crane, the fireman jumped out and put the hose in Toby's tank. Toby was enjoying his drink when a signalman came over. Toby had never seen him before.
"No time for that," said the signalman. "We must clear the road for the express."
"Right," said Toby's driver. "We'll wait in the siding."
"No good," said the signalman. "It's full of trucks. You'll have to hurry to the next station. They'll have plenty of room there."
Poor Toby clacked sadly away. "I must hurry, I must hurry," he panted. But hurrying used a lot of water, and his tanks were soon empty. They damped down his fire and struggled on, but they soon ran out of steam and soon marooned on the main line, far away from the next station. The fireman walked back down. He put detonators on the line to warn James and his driver. Then he hurried along the sleepers. "I'll tell that signalman something," he said grimly. James was fumed when Toby's fireman arrived and explained what had happened. "It's my fault," said the signalman. "I didn't understand about Toby." "Now, James," said his driver, "you'll have to push him."
"What, me? Me?" snorted James. "Push Toby and pull my train?"
"Yes, you shan't." The driver, the fireman, the passengers, and the guard all said he was a bad engine.
All right," grumbled James.
He came up behind Toby and gave him a bump. "Get on, you," he said crossly. James's driver made him push Toby all the way to the works. "It'll serve you right for being rude," he said. James had to work very hard, and when he reached the works station, he felt exhausted. Some little boys ran along the platform.
"Cool," said one. "The express is late. A double header too. Do you know what I think? I think," he went on, "that James couldn't pull the train, so Toby had to help him."
"Never mind, James," whispered Toby. "They're only joking."
"Ha ha," said James.
Toby just smiled.